HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Reversing Alzheimer's, the new toolkit to improve cognition and protect brain health by Dr. Heather Sandison with Kate Hanley. Read by Dr. Heather Sandison and Terry Clark Linden. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains diagrams, recipes, resources, and more, and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. To watch summary videos of chapters 3 through 11 and to download the Reversing Alzheimer's workbook, go to reversingalzheimersbook.com. Names have been changed throughout to protect privacy. For Darlene, for showing me what is possible so that I could support so many others. Why is there an elephant on the cover of this book? Elephants are known for their excellent memory, and of course, the goal of this book is to help you and your loved ones preserve cognition. Also, oftentimes memory loss is the elephant in the room. That topic that everyone knows needs attention, but can feel too scary to talk about. And finally, elephants are matriarchal. Since women are 2/3 of the dementia sufferers and 2/3 of the dementia caregivers, that elephant on the cover is a nod to how women can also lead the way in preventing and reversing this insidious disease. Heather Sandison.
Forward. I didn't say it was possible. I only said it was true. Dr. Charles Richer, Nobel laureate. Many who read the title of this book by Dr. Heather Sandison, Reversing Alzheimer's, will object, claiming that reversing Alzheimer's is simply not possible. At least that is the claim of mainstream medicine. And yet, as Dr. Sandison has shown clearly in this book and in her recent clinical trial, reversing the cognitive decline of Alzheimer's disease is not only possible, but it is occurring repeatedly in patients at multiple sites. In her new book, Dr. Sandison delves deeply into how she and others are accomplishing this remarkable result, offering a roadmap for anyone who is at risk for cognitive decline or who has begun such decline. The patient outcomes she and her team have achieved are far superior to anything reported in a pharmaceutical clinical trial. How have Dr. Sandison and her team accomplished what billions of dollars of pharmaceutical research and development have not? She chose not to focus on writing prescriptions for synthetic chemical band-aids for the chronic illnesses that are compromising the health of most of us, but rather to peer deeply into the underlying physiology to determine the root causes of illness in each patient. She then treated each patient with a personalized approach. By incorporating 21st century medicine in its best practice, this approach has already led to improved outcomes in diseases from lupus to rheumatoid arthritis to cardiovascular disease to cancer. In 2017, Dr. Sandison attended a course that my colleagues and I offered in which we translated our decades of basic research on neurodegeneration into a novel clinical approach to reverse cognitive decline. She recognized the potential of such a protocol immediately and has devoted her career to the treatment and prevention of cognitive decline. Inspired by a dire need for more humane assisted living facilities, institutions that did not simply watch residents decline while managing their struggles with zombifying drugs, she founded Marama. Marama is the first assisted living facility to actually improve cognition of their residents. The ramifications of Marama are difficult to overstate. This establishment will be the model for all assisted living facilities in the coming decades, the first to witness residents' improvements to the point of regained independence. When Dr. Sandison saw the positive results of the practices she devised for her patients, she raised support for and conducted a trial proving to the medical community the possibility of improving cognition.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?